Now let's take a step outward from the network. We've looked at network infrastructure, we've looked at storage, and look to the server platforms that allow us to deliver the content and the services based on that infrastructure. Today, the IT manager is under pressure from many, many different fronts. His data centers crammed, full, capacity management, asset management. He has a challenge as a budget where almost 80% of the IT budget is spent just on running the services that they have in place today, with the cost of electricity being the second highest consumer of that budget and labor costs being the first. To respond to those pressures, we see that IT is investing, and investing in new capabilities like virtualization, looking at virtualization as a means to deliver new usage models, things like dynamic resource allocation inside of the data center, or failover services, or server consolidation of platforms. With that in mind, Intel architected the VT capabilities, virtualization enhancements that we put in hardware to complement the capabilities of the virtual machine manager layer. Reduces the size and complexity of the VMM, allows it to become more robust, and ultimately, much like Centrino brought wireless and mobility to the mainstream, we believe that VT-enhanced hardware will bring virtualization to the mainstream of the data center of the future. We began shipping VT hardware last year, and since then, the response from the industry has been very enthusiastic. Frankly, as we pulled together all the people utilizing the VT capabilities in our hardware, I was shocked to see such a full list of companies now taking advantage of those capabilities. This is in our client products. We've just released updates to our server products with Paxville that we now have, you know, virtualization enabled in our server hardware. Rapid adoption throughout the ecosystem. Companies bringing their products to market to utilize and take advantage of the VT capabilities. This year, we'll deliver over 13 million VT-enabled CPUs to the industry. Over 90% of all of our servers this year will be VT-enabled. VT, the industry standard reference hardware for server virtualization. But we think of VT as a roadmap. This is just the beginning. We have many enhancements, refinements, and improvements that we will deliver as part of virtualization in our platforms as we go forward. Today, I'm very happy to announce the next step in that roadmap called Intel Virtualization Technology for Directed I/O. Today, we're releasing the specification for VT, what's also known as VTD, or Virtualization Technology for Directed I/O, where this extends the Intel virtualization technology to the I/O subsystem, allows I/O devices to be assigned to virtual machines, and again, improves robustness and performance of virtualization capabilities in the platform. The specifications are released and available today. But as we look to virtualization, it's all about working with the OS and VM providers. And today I'm very happy to have a major announcement between Intel and VMware about our cooperation and virtualization. Please join me in welcoming Diane Greene, President of VMware.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Diane. You know, we first started talking about virtualization, 7 years ago. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
Yes, it's quite a privilege to be here on stage with you, Pat, and discussing our joint collaborations. We've been today talking about, we'll talk about our roadmap and how we're supporting the new VT technologies, and we'll also talk about how we're going to market together. I believe it was, 7+ years ago that I sent that first email, and here we are.
That's very good, very good. And, you know, boy, I am so glad, right, to see our alignment on virtualization, the alignment with VMware, the support for VT in our hardware capabilities. And as you know, we've been shipping hardware with virtualization since last year. And, what kind of impact do you expect that to have on VMware and on your customers?
Yeah, well, our customers, I mean, they love virtualization, and anything we do to make virtualization more enhanced just makes it all the better for them. And We've been looking forward to the VT technologies for some time. In fact, in 2004, we announced that we would be supporting VT here at IDF. And now, today, shipping in our products, our power users' workstation product, 5.5 ships. And then we also have a hosted basic partitioning server product that's freely available, VMware Server, that's shipping. And then we have an absolutely awesome rev to our virtual infrastructure, ESX3 Virtual Center 2, coming up shortly. And this year we'll have support for VT in that as well.
Well, that's very exciting, Diane. And ESX support for VT in 2006, you know, this is the announcement I've been looking forward to for quite a long time and a big deal for our mutual customers. Thank you very much for that support. And, you know, working together on VMware Server, you know, going free is a bold move. That's a pretty compelling price point.
Yes, it is, and it really speaks to the traction that we're seeing with our virtual infrastructure, our bare metal ESX3 Virtual Center 2, that we were able to take this hosted server product that does basic partitioning, make it freely available. Our customers have responded tremendously. In a few weeks, over 100,000 downloads of that product.
Oh, excellent.
It'll really let people build interesting virtual machines and share them and really get a feel for the benefits of virtualization. And to make that more concrete, we actually have a joint customer. They're a grape juice manufacturer, Welch's. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to drive their cost of ownership down by up to 30%. They've driven their utilization on their servers from 5 to 10% on up to 60%. They can do instant provisioning with the virtual machines. And then they also, I mean, they're a pretty broad user of the technologies and products. They've implemented disaster recovery. In fact, they said that now their recipes are continuously available as they manufacture. And So that's been a great customer. And you know, we have 20,000-plus customers, and a full 25% of them, for their Intel workloads, they've standardized on the virtual infrastructure. And we believe with the VT technologies, it's going to drive it right up to 100%.
And today, you know, so not only the collaboration on today's products, but also the collaboration on some of the forward-looking technologies as well, such as the next step with VTD, the directed I/O capabilities. And what do you think that will add to our capabilities?
It's tremendously exciting, the VTD. We've really been looking forward to the I/O virtualization. We've been, as you know, giving you feedback on the specs as you've gone along, and we have the final spec, which you just announced, and we're already implementing and plan to have that support in 07.
Well, that's tremendous. So, you know, exciting progress by our teams on this year's products, the 07 products. But the other piece of today's announcement, Diane, is the marketing and sales collaboration as well, bringing our teams together directly in the customer's opportunities.
That's right. In addition to our complementary virtualization technologies and products, we're going to go out there and tell the world what this is, how to use it, what the benefits are, and just totally expand the bringing the benefits to everybody.
So this is great. Top to bottom VT capabilities. VMware is the leader in virtualization software in the industry. Yeah. A broad partnership between us. This is an absolutely great day, Diane.
Great for me as well. Thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you so much, Diane. Thank you, Diane, and great progress with Intel and VMware's announcement today. We're also extremely pleased with collaborations such as that with our long-term partner in IBM. IBM, a key industry partner who's excited about virtualization and also about the VTD capabilities that we're announcing today. IBM may be the deepest and longest heritage with over 40 years in mainframe virtualization experience. And not only are we collaborating with IBM around technology, but also around usage models as well. And one of the key drivers for them for virtualization as well as for blades and high-density computing has been this move to server consolidation. And with that in mind, IBM has launched and delivered the Blade Center platform, which has been extremely well received by the marketplace. And they're announcing their intention to take our next generation LV Xeon processor and add it to the Blade Center line of products. And here I have the Sossaman-based blade, or LP Xeon, and this is in the standard, you know, IBM Blade Center offering, the tool processors, right, with the high-density blade capabilities that they are going to be adding to the Blade Center family of products. Compelling performance per watt for high-density data center computing. We're also working with IBM to extend that capability through Woodcrest and our next generation microarchitectures as well. New usages like failover, dynamic load balancing, and server consolidation. Key platform for server consolidation has been the multiprocessing platform. For this, we launched our Trulyn platform last year. Trulyn has become the industry standard for MP platforms. We've delivered almost 250,000 of these platforms since its launch last year. We upgraded this platform with the 65-nanometer dual-core Paxville MP processor last year, has world-leading RAS capabilities, and now virtualization capabilities as well. Today, I'm very happy to announce that IBM, based on Paxville MP, is releasing the record-setting 4-socket TPCC result. This is based on our dual-core Intel Xeon 7000 processor, based on the DB2 database, 273,000 TPMCs. This is 15% faster than the prior record. World-setting 4-socket performance using the Paxville MP processor. And building on that platform, we'll be delivering our next-generation MP processor later this year. This is the Tulsa processor, which will upgrade directly into the IBM platform and into the Trulyn platform. It has a 16-megabyte shared cache behind our dual processor capabilities, also Pelston improvements, cache reliability improvements to have world-class RAS capabilities. As you move to server consolidation usage models, virtualization, where you have multiple environments, you'll end up relying more and more on the RAS and integrity of the underlying platform capabilities. As you can see by this brief comparison, Intel platforms are the unquestioned leader in delivering RAS capabilities, real-time data cache error checking, DIMM sparing, memory mirroring, and a broad set of capabilities in the platform that deliver RAS capabilities that are unrivaled in the marketplace today. MP platforms, the foundation for server consolidation. But these capabilities of RAS reliability are available not just in our MP platform, but also in our DP platforms as well. And to help me show you our DP platforms, I'm very pleased to have Gary Campbell, the CTO for the storage and server division for HP, who's going to join me and help me describe our next generation Bensley platform. Please join me in welcoming Gary Campbell.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Gary.
Thanks for letting me come.
Oh, you know, we've had such a long-term, both personal relationship as well as corporate collaboration. It's a great privilege of me to be able to share the stage with you here and talk about some of our next-generation technologies.
Great. HP is really excited to be here. We've had a lot of joint collaborations over the years, many successful products, and we're excited today to repeat that experience. We're going to launch our entire line of ProLiant platforms, 7 of them, 3 workstations, and our HP Blade systems on Woodcrest and Dimsey.
Oh, that's absolutely compelling, and I'm excited to see that whole range of products. And, we're just making it easy for our mutual enterprise customers to take advantage of some of these next-generation capabilities.
Yeah, the markets have really responded. Every 20 seconds, a new ProLiant comes off the assembly line.
So in the course of our keynote today, 300 more coming off the assembly line. This
okay,
is exciting.
Good.
You guys have really embraced dual-core vision in a big way, haven't you?
We have. As Justin was saying, with dual-core, 60% of the power is now in the platform. We've redesigned the ProLiant platforms to address that problem and to take advantage of the dual-core. So we've enhanced the reliability, the memory subsystems, with the storage, we've gone to small form factor SAS drives to both take power out and add performance. We're enhancing the SCSI and the Ethernet capabilities. So this gives our platforms the ability to take power out of the platform and take advantage of the performance and the power savings of the Woodcrest processor.
So system engineering to deliver a huge bang for the buck to your customers.
Yes, we believe that the HP ProLiant platforms based on the Intel processor are the most trusted server in the adaptive enterprise. We have a benchmark for you.
So we can show them here? You brought them along?
Sure.
Okay, let's take a look. What do you got for us, Gary?
We have some of our new platforms. Here in the middle, we have an XW8400 dual processor, dual core workstation running Woodcrest. And what it's showing is a Monte Carlo analysis spreadsheet and a trading application that's fairly typical of a power user in the financial industry needing a lot of information really fast to make trades. Here we have, these workstations don't have enough power by themselves to run the big simulations, so over here we have a HP ProLiant DL380 Gen 5 running the Binsley platform and the Woodcrest processor, and it's running a SunGuard risk modeling application. And over here we have some of our competition, one of our main competitors, Sun, and using chips from one of your main competitors, AMD. It's configured identically as the ProLiant. We had to take off the Sun operating system in order to do that, so it's running Windows 2003. And it's running the fastest available chips that we could get from Sun.
Okay, so we're going to do a bake-off of these two.
Okay.
Right? And in the middle here, we're going to show both performance as well as power. So we'll be able to look at performance per watt capability. And this is based on IPARC, so we're measuring wall power coming into these two platforms. So, you know, every electron that goes by, we're counting it here. And we'll look at both the power, performance, and performance per watt.
Okay, and I'll give Sun a head start if you want to go ahead and start.
Ooh, so I have to touch the Sun machine?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, off we go.
All right, we'll start the HP machine.
So, you know, typically these big financial simulations run a long time, Gary. These are big, huge simulations.
Yeah, we're using a sample database here. But if we used the full database, we'd be here for hours. I'm sure we'd have to send out for lunch. But the results would be more pronounced on the savings in both the performance and the power.
Okay, and look, guess what? The HP box won, 24 seconds, and, well, the competitor's box is almost getting done here. There we go. So overall, about a 35% performance difference between the two. That's pretty stunning.
Wow. But look at here. The power consumes about, what, 5% less?
So 1.4x the performance per watt as we go to the next generation Binsley Woodcrest systems from HP. This is really compelling, Gary.
Well, it's exciting. And we believe this is going to help us drive our blade system blades into more volume because, as you know, the blades are very dense and any performance increase that comes with a power savings is significant. But in addition to just Woodcrest enhancing our blades, Woodcrest is going to be very important across all of our servers, and we're launching all of them with Dempsey and Woodcrest starting now.
Well, that's going to be a very compelling lineup this year. Gary, thank you so much for joining us at IDF.
You're welcome.
Gary introduced the Binsley platform and how HP is taking advantage of that in their portfolio this year. And the Binsley platform is rich with features and capabilities. Move to, you know, delivering a dual independent bus up to 1333, 1.3 gigahertz, huge bandwidth increment, right? Delivering RAID 6 capabilities. And as we were showing here, scalable performance, up to a doubling of performance, up to 3x performance per watt. Right, delivering a platform for Dempsey and Woodcrest. When we were here at IDF last year, we talked about 65 nanometers and how it enabled us to deliver many next-generation dual-core products. And you might remember, this is the plaque I showed you, and it says, we have five of these dual-core products in silicon today when we spoke last year. And I also promised that we had many more under development. These are the dual core products that we have in silicon today. Right? We have 12 of our products that will be delivered now or this year as dual core products in the marketplace today. A dozen of them here in silicon right now. The dual core ramp is well underway. By the end of this year, over 85% of our server platforms will be dual core. Our customers are very excited about this transition, our next generation platforms and capabilities. In fact, we today have the Dell platforms here. And the Dell platforms, they're taking advantage of the Bensley capabilities. And in the top one here, we have a Dempsey platform. So this is Dempsey, which will be shipping this month, right, as a 65-nanometer dual core. The second platform, same platform design, customer longevity, stability, and upgradability, is the Woodcrest platform. And, wonder what that third one is. Well, we have a little demonstration here. Let's see if we can figure it out. And I'll just launch our rendering application here, a very demanding rendering application. And very quickly, you'll see that we've launched 8 threads of application. 8 threads on a DP dual-core machine. In fact, this is our first ever quad-core DP demonstration. The Clovertown processor dropping into exactly the same Bensley platform. And as you can see, the performance, right, of a quad-core DP platform, simply stunning, compelling, and quite exciting for the platform longevity that this will offer to our customers. Quad-core on track for 2007. We have our quad-core DP, Clovertown, quad-core MP, and UP and desktop products as well. Last year, we showed dual-core. This year, showing quad-core. Bensley platform will deliver balanced performance, leading performance, performance per watt, upgradability, longevity, compelling feature capabilities. Last year when we were here, we talked about a new capability called IOAT, IO acceleration technology. This year, I'd like to show it to you. When Jim Alchin joined me last year on stage, we talked about IOAT as solving the problem of data efficiency and movement inside of the platform, of how to move that high bandwidth workload from the network into the platform and out of it, and how IOAT allowed us to make small changes in the CPU and the chipset and in the NIC and in the software stack to get huge gains in performance. And we're now able to demonstrate that as part of our Bensley platform. This capability is supported by Microsoft and their network service pack for Server 2003, seeing significant improvements in performance. And I'd like to demonstrate it today running on Linux. And what we have here is two Bensley platforms. This one has a Bensley, and this is on your right up here. We'll be showing it. Is without IOAT enabled. In fact, it has a tow card inside of it, but since Linux community doesn't believe in tow, it doesn't do a whole lot of good. So we have a tow machine, and to utilize or to consume a full 6 gigabit stream, we have 6 gig cards inside of this, we're using, to just process the packets, 41% of the CPU. However, when we go over here to Bensley with IOAT enabled, we see that we're using less than 20% of the CPU, less than half the CPU load when we've turned on the platform capabilities of IOAT, less than 50% of the CPU utilization, half the front-side bus bandwidth load, and lower power and higher performance per watt as well. Overall, a major step in IO as a native workload in Intel server platforms. And what we've done with IO, we're going to continue to enhance with more protocols, more networking stacks, and more capabilities. The next big one that we're looking at is XML. XML, as the analyst data has shown here, has caught fire in the data center. It now exceeds email traffic in the enterprise as of 2004. It's predicted to exceed all web traffic in 2007. With this in mind, Intel made two acquisitions this year. One, an optimized XML software stack with Sarvega, and the second, an XML hardware acceleration capability that we'll be adding to our platforms and chipsets in the future, Conformative. And here is the Conformative XML acceleration chip, which we've begun the testing and inclusion into our next generation platforms. as we shift in protocols, and now a major enhancement as we make XML standard for the support in Intel platforms in the future.